This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It took a while, folks, but it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen that the woke got woke. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It takes a while for leftists to finally come to their senses, but they do. They have to finally wake up because it hits home. Now, we're going to use a conversation here, but it's a metaphorical conversation. I'm going to talk about the NBA because, see, only a few months ago, everybody was all, ooh, get the vaccine. Where's the vaccine? You better get vaxxed. There were rappers talking about getting vaxxed. You couldn't go anywhere without everybody talking about get vaxxed, and wear a mask and social distancing and all that. And because of the Russian invasion, using my finger quotes, of Ukraine, now we haven't had a whole lot of conversation about that. And Fauci the fraud, well, he's been sort of decommissioned. They've sent him home. Apparently, the new data is Fauci needs to go home and keep his mouth shut. Just get that fat check, make that money off of the different patents and whatever else he's got, but stay away. That's what the data's showing. Oh, unbelievable. But here's my point. Only a few months ago, not that many, I'm talking about two, we were all about the variants and the Wu flu, etc. And now sanity's kicking in. And people are going, well, Florida shouldn't be the only state that's open. That shouldn't be the only place where freedom exists in America. So people want their freedom back. Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant calls New York City's vaccine mandate, quote, ridiculous, and accused Mayor Eric Adams of craving attention, as his teammate Kyrie Irving remains unable to play home games. See, Kyrie can play anywhere else, but he can't play in New York. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever seen the mocking of this. They have the NBA players on the bench. They wear masks. When they're in the game, right next to each other, sweating and dunking and D'ing up, no mask. Because the Wu flu knows when you go sit on the bench that it's not supposed to attack you. This is the most amazing, surgically striking virus in the history of man. See, even the leftists are starting to see the ridiculous nature of what they're doing. Still, Joe Biden, Captain Demento, what does he do? He must have slept through the memo that Wu flu is dead. We put a picture of there's Putin sitting by a grave with making a peace sign like victory, and it says COVID is a grave. One of the funniest graphics memes I've seen in a while. But Joe Biden extended the federal mask mandate for airplanes, airports, and public transportation. He extended it. They said Joe Biden conducted a mask-optional State of the Union address, and the White House went maskless days later as the nation began moving out of the panic phase of the scamdemic. They call it a pandemic. Nonetheless, passengers in almost anything but a private vehicle would be required to wear a mask until at least April the 18th, the fourth extension of a mandate introduced soon after Biden took office. So the world has gone back to normal, but where's Joe Biden? Stuck. Now, if I give you some analogies politically that Joe Biden's stuck, would you get it? Joe Biden is stuck in the 1950s and 1960s as a legislator. We talked about it in a previous show. Saturday Night Live mocking this man. Why? Because he's not into technology. He's not with the times. He doesn't understand it. Donald Trump, at his rally, said Joe Biden is physically and mentally incapable of doing the job. He was 100% right. And you know what's funny about that? The bully pulpit of Donald Trump, who can stand in front of thousands of people all over this country and he gets more attention. Do you think the world is paying attention? Why do you think the Saudi prince and the UAE kings, whatever they are, didn't take Joe Biden's phone call when he was like, listen, can you guys up production and help me save face to keep the price of gasoline down? They're going, are you out of your mind? We're going to profiteer as much as we can off of our gas because we don't have long. We don't have long to get this money. Why do you think the Saudi Arabia is completely redoing its economy? Because Donald Trump, it pretty much put them on notice and said, look, guys, we'll work together with you, but you got to divest. That's why the Saudi crown prince came over to meet with President Trump to figure out how to bring Saudi Arabia into the modern world. He had them facing west. And Joe Biden ruined it. But Joe Biden's not finished. He's still going at it. The most unpopular things, the ruse is over. People have gotten it. They've awakened. But Joe Biden's not awake. Two major aviation groups, they called on Europe to lift all the Wu flu-related restrictions, and they showed a study that said, this doesn't work. The Airport Councils International Europe, the ACI, and the International Air Travel Association call for all remaining COVID restrictions applying to intra-EU and Schengen area travel. Schengen is this new area where if you go to one country, you can go to them all. But the Schengen area travel to be dropped, including all testing requirements, the need to present proof of vaccination or a complete passenger locator form. They are saying it's done. It's over. And they listed the two main reasons for the proposal. The risk of hospitalization or death has been dramatically reduced because of herd immunity. And many European states have lifted these stupid COVID restrictions. And those are the two reasons. They say as European countries open up and remove restrictions, it is only logical to remove similar restrictions from air transport. Then they go on to talk about other studies. They said the restrictions will not prevent the spreading of the virus, only delay the peak for a very short period of time. Even if travel restrictions were preemptively introduced or could be put in place the day of the variant is first imported, they would not have an impact on limiting the peak of cases. People are finally waking up. I'm talking NBA woke lefties like Kevin Durant. And I'm talking people of authority who finally have said, look, this is our livelihood. We got to let people go back to normal. There are revolts happening all over the world over all of these things. The price of oil, the price of food. Joe Biden will probably preside over the worst inflationary period in the history of the United States. And he will probably kill more people due to starvation and his policies on Wu flu. And he's stuck. And you wonder why he's polling like he is? Keep watching the polls, Democrats. It ain't going to get any better.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her.
Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who's the bigger killer? This story. Oh, my gosh. So there's a... let me just read this. The mayors of New York City and D.C. urge their city's homeless populations to seek shelter Sunday as a cold-blooded killer who has shot at least five vagrants remained on the loose. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Let me tell you something. You want to rid your city of the vagrants, which periodically the cities will do this. Who's to say who this killer is? I'm just saying, could this be Andrew Cuomo? I'm putting it out there, asking for a friend. After all, Andrew, he killed old people. But before you dismiss it, oh, look at you. Before you dismiss it, remember this. Andrew Cuomo, killer. I called him Killer Cuomo. He was killing old folks in old folks' homes with COVID. By the way, could this be COVID? Could this be the physical manifestation of the Chinese man COVID? You can't tell. I looked at the video of this killer. He puts his foot on a dude, he shakes him. He says, "Are you dead?" The dude didn't respond. Then he shouted, "For all intents and purposes, that dude's name is COVID." Because he didn't necessarily die from COVID or of COVID. He just died with COVID. I know I'm making light of this, but seriously, a lone gunman is suspected of targeting sleeping homeless men in a series of shootings in D.C. and the Big Apple this month that has so far left two men dead and three others wounded. Maybe it's a woman. Maybe the COVID killer is a woman. Which, by the way, why are we still even genderizing this whole thing? What do they mean it was five men that were shot? How do we know they were men? New York Mayor Eric Adams and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said they were coordinating with federal authorities to investigate the crimes before he strikes again. Here's what I'm curious about. Who is he? What is his nationality? And is he targeting people? Who is he targeting? Is he targeting black homeless, white homeless, Asian homeless, homosexual homeless? Don't we need to know a little bit more about this guy before we cast our aspersions? Just saying. The work to get this individual off the streets before he hurts or murders another individual is urgent, the two said in a statement just before midnight. Just so we know, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, this could be the biggest existential threat to mankind. We've got to find this dude. For all we know, it's an undertaker. Look, I don't know. I don't want to tell the police how to do their job. But first of all, let's consult with Jussie Smollett. Because Jussie is an expert in who commits these kinds of crimes. We all know. Look, I ain't going to get all ethnic on you. I'm not going to get all ethnocentrically racist and start acting like Jesse Jackson Sr. here. But we know who's committing this crime. This crime is being committed by a Trump supporter. We all know this. Why do we have to pussyfoot around? We know what's going on here. This is a targeted... Oh, all the victims were white? Oh, hold on. I don't know what the victims were, but I don't want to call Jesse Jackson on you until we know. But I do think Jussie Smollett could give us a little bit of insight to this. Did the victims have a noose around their necks, or were they bleached? Because if they were, I know two Jamaicans, or the Jamaicans or Nigerians. I know two big old black Jamaicans or Nigerians who might you want to look into. As law enforcement agencies work quickly with federal partners to locate the subject, we got to find ground zero of this guy, right? We are also calling on unsheltered residents to seek shelter. For the record, I'm just going to ask my audience, my vast and beautiful big audience, especially in Africa. What do you think? You think this killer has a legal gun or an illegal gun? This killer should not have a gun. In New York, right? I'm just saying. How do they expect the homeless people to protect themselves? I saw the video. I watched Killer COVID go right up to the guy in a video, put his foot on him, press, you know, try to wiggle the dude. Dude didn't, whoever it was, he was in yellow. He didn't wake up. He just laid there. For all intents and purposes, the man's already dead. Maybe the guy was just doing a public service to New York. Who knows? Saw a video of a dude who had died from a drug overdose. They brought in the ambulance. People were like, a jogger was jogging by. He's like, hey, oh, shoot, what's that right there? And, of course, oh, boy, was rigor mortis set in. So, yes, you're certainly heroin overdose. Of course, brought on by COVID. But yes. So he says, it's heartbreaking and tragic to know that in addition to all the dangers that unsheltered residents face, we now have a cold-blooded killer on the loose. But we are certain that we will get this suspect off the street and into police custody. So he's doing it, of course, for the homeless. This is for the homeless people. This is to save these people. And that now the clamor is, let's get them off the street. Let's protect them from this guy. See, I'm going to tell you something. I've been looking at this homeless situation. I saw it was something that sparked me to say, Kevin, how long has this been going on? And I went and I researched it, and we're talking decades. And let me tell you this. The homeless situation in almost every major city in the last two decades has gotten worse, not better. And if you were to ask me, not that you would, what are the politics of these major cities, I would explain to you that these politicos are leftist. They have not solved a single homeless problem, and in fact, they seem to be enjoying watching the problem metastasize. But now, they're going to jump to you, woo, into action. We got to save the homeless. Oh, man, because there's a mean-blooded killer, shut your mouth, out there, and he is targeting homeless people. It took them to get killed before the people would go, oh, well, let's take a look at this. So let's just say, for the sake of discussion, let's say they find this dude, the killer, who's killing homeless, who's shot at least five. They don't know for sure, because see, when you look at the rest of crime, you know, in these big cities, you don't know really who's doing what. Is this the work of one person, one COVID killer, or is this the work of multiple COVID killers? Don't know. But anyway, hopefully they find this guy, get him off the street, make America, these big cities, at least New York and D.C., safe. Because we got to protect our homeless. Hey, just out of curiosity, how are the homeless doing right now? I guess maybe the impact of gasoline isn't really impacting them, right? It's not having that big of an effect. Or the price of food. Maybe they're immune to Bidenism. I don't hear much clamor about it. But apparently they are not immune to crime. Oh, they are immune to COVID. Because, you know, they never mask up or anything. I don't know. Just some food for thought.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Speaking just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on him to be a leader for peace, President Joe Biden announced that he's adding $800 million in military aid for Ukraine.
And let there be no doubt, no uncertainty, no question, America stands with the forces of freedom. We always have and we always will. And may God protect their young Ukrainians who are out there defending their country.
Biden calls Zelensky's speech convincing and significant, but did not address his pleas for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The number of new coronavirus deaths worldwide fell by 17% in the last week, while COVID-19 infections rose, reversing a decline in cases that first began in January, according to the latest numbers from the World Health Organization. The WHO said there were more than 11 million new COVID-19 infections last week, at about 43,000 new deaths. This is USA Radio News. The United States Customs Agency says it's holding imported goods from Chinese sports brand Li Ning after an investigation indicated they were made by North Korean labor. U.S. law prohibits imports of goods made in North Korea or by North Korean citizens without proof they weren't made by forced labor, according to a notice by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. The goods will be forfeitive if Li Ning can't provide clear and convincing evidence within 30 days that it wasn't made by convict, forced, or indentured labor. BMW and Volkswagen warned this week that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is causing shortages of vital components, forcing them to reduce vehicle production in Europe. The war is having a negative effect on the auto supply chains, which have already been battered by the shortages of semiconductors. BMW said that bottlenecks at its suppliers in Ukraine have forced the automaker to adjust or interrupt production at a number of factories, which is likely to have more negative impact on vehicle sales figures. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was having this philosophical discussion with one of my best buddies, and I'm not going to say his name because he needs to, he wants to keep his training secret because he wants, you know, he would be underestimated if you saw him. You think, okay, he's a super nice guy, and he really is. He's like a brother to me, loving to death. But we were having this great discussion because he's training in the martial arts. And I'm really happy. I alluded to it in another show. I'm very happy that he's doing this. I think everybody should have the confidence of learning an art and feeling that, you know what, I can handle myself. And it isn't so much that I'm going to defeat you. It's just that I'm going to make sure you don't want to bother me. Now, I talk about it openly. And I can because I've been training for 50 years. And I wish I could train more recently, you know, more than I have, because for 40 years, I trained 40 years straight, pretty much. In the last decade, it's been less and less, and I'm getting back into it more and more as, you know, my younger son's gotten older, and I've got to train him now, and so on and so forth. But anyway, we were having this discussion about the various training methods. And I said to him, you know, because there was a debate between a couple of friends of mine that are in the conservative movement between jiu-jitsu and Krav Maga. Now, I could have been talking about Russian Spetsnaz. I could have been talking about the training for SAS. I could have been talking about the training they get for Army Rangers or Navy SEALs or whatever. But specifically, I'm talking about Israelis because I have very good experience in Krav Maga and obviously an understanding of the jiu-jitsu. So what I said to my buddy is this. I said, look, I'm happy you guys are training, but you have to have the mentality that you're not training to train. You're not training for art's sake. When I first started training, I trained for art's sake. I thought it was for fighting, but as I got further along, I was like, this is an art, and you must use it judiciously, blah, 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 blah. And that's fine. You want to get a black belt and think you're one of the baddest guys walking the street. I promise you, you are not. You are not. And let me explain. The criminal mind is a very dangerous mind. They don't care what you're thinking or how you're thinking. They have studied you predator to prey. They don't care how bad you are. They're going to walk up and shoot you without you ever looking. They're going to walk up and stab you. Now, there are many examples of people who, oh, you're accosting me with that little knife. I've trained for this. And so the wrong knife in the wrong hands and boom, black belt wins 99% of the time. Whatever. Make up your own percentage. But let me tell you something. You run into bad people, hardened people that do not hesitate to do bad things to you, and you better have the black belt mentality. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We were at, it was asked during this conversation, you know, how long does it take to get a black belt and so on. And I said, well, you know, depends on where you study. Depends on if it's a money place or whatever. By the way, I'm going to tie this back into politics. I'm going to tie this back into our fight as conservatives. So I say, well, you know, there are some schools that will tell you. I know a guy who got his black belt in Taekwondo in 2 years. It isn't worth the paper it's printed on. Now, that's not to say the guy didn't know how to throw kicks and punches. He did. He and his wife were so determined to open their own school, they rushed through getting a black belt. Now, the problem is, he didn't have time spent. He spent 2 years training. He had the most beautiful kicks and punches. He came to class every single day. Class generally is 2 days a week. You see this guy there 5-6 days a week training every single day. So yes, he was getting the instruction and he probably did go home and he practiced a certain amount, but it didn't matter. He didn't have the mentality. Now let me ask you this politically. Where were you a decade ago when you were thinking about politics? Were you a white belt maybe 2 decades ago? You were a white belt, right? Certainly over that first decade, you probably graduated to an orange belt. You were like, you know, this is really making me mad, man. And you started getting a little bit more insight into politics. And then you, over the next decade, you got your green belt. Now I'm using Taekwondo belts. You got your green belt, you got your blue belt, maybe even got your brown belt. So now you feel like you got a good glimpse into politics. Okay, and I'll use me as an example now. So then you graduate. You have to start doing it every single day. You have to be up on the topics, etc. And you say, hey, I got my black belt in politics, baby. Woo-hoo, I'm ready to go. I'm loaded for bear. Let me tell you, I passed that phase years ago, 5-6 years ago. And let me tell you, having gotten my quote, my metaphorical black belt in politics, let me tell you something, people. You don't have a glimpse of what's going on, and neither do I. I'm at the periphery of this thing. I'm not in the bowels of this. I've never been to a Bilderberg meeting. I've never hung, maybe Rush Limbaugh could you know, give us some more insight to this. I'm hanging around some pretty cool people. I won't lie to you. And I get a nice, amazing glimpse. I've told you guys I was having a conversation with a billionaire who was explaining to me how he would call senators to make things happen. And I remember having this insight of, aha, that's why they like to donate so much money to these campaigns. They want to be able to have these senators on speed dial, these congressmen on speed dial, these judges. Look, watch the show Billions. You'll get what I'm talking about. How many people have watched the show Billions and went, wow, I had no idea how dirty the inside was? Let me transition back to the martial arts. So, training, getting all these black belts. I've told many stories where I underestimated somebody. One time when I had my black belt in Taekwondo, this little dude came out. He was a little crusty black dude, and he used to watch me from his apartment because I would go outside, do my run, do my stuff, and then do my katas. And he came out one day, hey, what's all that about? And he goes, well, let's move around a little bit. And if we'd been in a real fight, he would have knocked me clean out because I underestimated him. And that lesson was to me, Kevin, never underestimate. And then I could tell you where I went from one martial arts to the other because I thought one might be better. I really didn't think that. I was like, I could learn more and more and more. And at a point where I had 3 black belts, I went into a dojo. My buddy that I trained said, hey, we're learning this new thing called jiu-jitsu. And I was like, I don't want to be learning that crap. Don't get my kids learning that crap. He said, let me show you what it does, Mr. Jackson. And he tapped me out in about a minute and a half. And I said, oh, crap, I got to learn something else. And I did. But let me tell you what learning with special forces taught me. It taught me that there are people in this world who do not look at a confrontation as a fight. They look at it as life and death. You want to know why? Because it can be. I don't train to go to a tournament. I don't train to fight you. I train to kill you. So my buddy says to me, how many people have you killed? That's not a stump the professor question. I know people I've trained who've killed people. They've told me the stories. I know when I would kill you and when I won't. But here was the key, what I said to him. The difference between, let me answer that question this way. The person who will determine to what level I take my grief out on you
will be me, not you. That's what my training teaches. And the fact that you even have to ask that question means you haven't developed a black belt mentality. Let's switch back. Do you have a black belt mentality politically? Where are you in the spectrum of things? Are you still in the, well, you know, I don't want people to know I could hurt them? Or are you in the idea that, you know, if we get into a battle, well, I'm going to beat you up and, you know, you'll know how bad I am? Or are you out for blood? Because let me tell you something, people. The folks against you are out for your blood. They want nothing less. Ask Donald Trump. Ask any Republican that dare go against the grain. Ask people who've been kicked off of social media for telling the truth. I could go on. Now, it's no longer a secret. When I get attacked, it's going to be somebody that goes, when you attack him, you better know what he's like. But I'll tell you this. Fewer people are going to be willing to attack because I'm willing to tell you, I will fight you to the death. And if you think I'm lying, attack me. I will fight you to the death. And what I was trying to explain to my buddy is, if you train with the idea that I'm going to learn this art, and let me tell you, I'm going to be ripping out your throat as you're deciding how you learn. It's that simple. We were talking about it in terms of the jiu-jitsu. I've been in every jiu-jitsu position you can possibly be in. I know every vulnerability of it. And here's what I can tell you, having trained in it, you aren't ready for the things that I'm going to do to you. You don't train for it. Let's switch back. Let's go back to politics. Why do I talk about this the way I do? I want you prepared. See, we've been walking along through life thinking the other side is going to come to its senses. We think that they are not the most vile human beings. They aren't the people that want to rape you. They aren't the people that want to murder you, that want to rob from you, etc. They are metaphorically doing every bit of that and more. And if you want to take it lightly, take it lightly. But as I said to my friend, heed my words. Learn how to train to kill. Because then you know what level you want to take it, and you make the decision of what grace you want to give.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think in an effort to get our minds off of the Russia-Ukraine situation and all the nonsense surrounding that, because we don't know a whole lot about it, media blackouts, and I don't blame Putin for blacking out the media. You can't believe the media, and maybe there are things he doesn't want to show, but I know this, our government... There are many things that they're doing over there that they don't want us to know about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They do not want us to know what's going on. And I don't blame them because they're crooked. And I love America, but boy, I got to tell you, so disgusted with this administration. I'm more disgusted with this cheat coup administration of Biden than I was with the Obama administration. And that's saying a lot. Because you want to talk about letting baby black Jesus fly by the seat of his pants because he was a cult of personality, all style, no substance. I asked this question the other day of some friends. I said, where is Obama? What relevance does he have? When Obama speaks, does the world stand up and go, whoa, there's a former president of the United States speaking? Or do they look at him as like some Hollywood creation? He has no world respect. He has zero respect amongst conservatives. When Obama opens his mouth, I don't pay one ounce of attention. When Donald Trump opens his mouth, you're listening. Most people are. Love him or not, love him or hate him, you're listening. Barack Obama, I would defy you to tell me, when is the last time you remember Barack Obama making a statement about something? It was probably the Supreme Court pick of Joe Biden. You know, he probably, and I'm guessing that he made a comment. Or maybe it was the invasion of Putin, you know, Russia with Putin. You would think this would be a time he would step up. After all, he let Putin invade Crimea. And I actually stood up for him. I said, you know, when you really look at it on record, there was no fight there. We didn't have a dog in the fight. Russia really owned Crimea. It was a drunken dinner where Stalin gave it to the then person running Ukraine. But it wasn't legit. So I stood up for him in that. But let me just tell you, he's irrelevant. Hillary Clinton, is she relevant? You've seen more of Hillary Clinton than you've seen of Barack Obama. And Hillary Clinton is a two-time failed Democrat nominee for president. You've seen more of her. And where is she? Is she relevant? Do you care? Of course not. Most people don't. I tell you what, give me this. Find me a Democrat that when they speak, you go, boy, I'm going to pay attention. Now, I'm going to play this little thought game with you. Ron DeSantis, when he speaks, are you listening? Ted Cruz, when he speaks, you I'm not saying your form or whatever. I'm just saying you're paying attention. For God's sake, Lindsey Graham, when he says something, you're listening to him. So, and I'm not putting him in that category by any means, but certainly Donald Trump. There is more news about Donald Trump on any given day than there is about Joe Biden. And certainly at this point, the media is covering Trump. They cannot not cover him positively. You want to know why? Comparison. When I remember in school, they would say compare and contrast. What are the differences? You remember those memes that where you have like a picture on one side and a picture on the other, and they say, find the differences in these pictures. Just think about that between Trump and Biden. Find the differences. They're huge differences. That gap couldn't be more distinct and more clear. It's bigger than it was between Reagan and Carter. And, well, the only other bigger gap is between Obama and Trump, one. Think about this. Trump is bookend with two completely, I'm just irrelevant, incompetent people, presidents. He's bookend. The year between Obama and Trump, best year in American, certainly in modern American history. The year between Trump and Biden, without a doubt, the worst year in American politics. In a modern time, no question, he's bookend with the two best, both of them in favor of Trump. So you got this golden 4 years sandwiched between absolute despair. And you know the only thing that kept these clowns propped up during this whole period? Printing money. Stealing from you and printing more money. That's the only thing that saved Obama, and it's the only thing that's saving Biden. You take those two things away, and America is a third world crap hole. And it kind of still is. Under Biden. I'm not talking about the big idea of America. No way is that ever going to be a third world crap hole. But what these guys have created is a third world crap hole where you can steal elections, where you can arrest American citizens without any, you know, due process. And I could go on. You can violate our rights and do whatever you choose to do. You can make money while other people can't. You can suppress free speech. You can, I mean, all the things that have happened to us with media, social media, and so on and so forth. This is the America we now live in. And you know what we've done, conservatives? We've carved out this little piece for ourselves. By the way, Truth Social really is getting on my nerves. We're number 700,000 or something signed up. I've got two people that have found me. One was a friend who said she was on it. She got her notification she was on it, so she says, I'll connect with you. And she did. But for the most part, I've never seen a social media network where you just don't get on and start making friends. What in the heck are these people trying to do? Just get on with it. It's supposed to be a deal where conservatives can grow, and I feel more limited by this thing than anything. Well, Kevin, it is now your time in line to get on or whatever. What are you doing? Are they letting on the big guys first and letting them get millions and millions of followers? What is the deal? I know I'm off track here, because what I really wanted to talk about was how desperate the Democrats are in many ways. So Rachel Maddow left MSNBC a while back. She's supposed to be coming back in April. She's on hiatus. Here's the desperation. They considered bringing back Keith Olbermann. That's what I'm told. Here's the article. NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell and NBC Universal News Group Chairman Cesar Conde were in talks with Olbermann about returning to the network. This is a quote, what Olbermann said. He says, but those discussions were put to an end. Why? Rachel Maddow didn't like the idea. Here's what Olbermann said. I offered to have her production company produce the show, would give her proxy control and a F-ton of money, but she and Paul Griffin refused, he said, referring to the former president of MSNBC and consultant for Rachel Maddow's production company. The Washington Examiner reached out to MSNBC for comment but didn't get a response. I don't blame them. I wouldn't admit to that. Keith Olbermann. So they go on. Maddow announced that this is the part that gets me. This is the part that, and when I read statements like this, I think, boy, Kevin, have you undervalued your talent. Maddow announced in January a hiatus from her nightly show on MSNBC, targeting a return sometime in April. There may eventually be another hiatus again sometime in the future, but for now, we're just taking it one step at a time. Now, here's what I said. I said, something's going on significant at the network and with Maddow. But here's what the part that got me in this story. Prior to the announcement, Maddow reached a $30 million per year deal with MSNBC in order to remain with the network as she prepared to break away from the Rachel Maddow Show, the left-leaning network's top-rated show in the 9 p.m. slot. Now, I don't know who's in the 9 p.m. slot. I can tell you about Rachel Maddow and this whole thing. If you can't put a show together on Fox News or some other network to beat Rachel Maddow in the 9 p.m. slot and she can command $30 million, you don't know what you're doing. That's what I say. That is not journalism. That's not even good opinion TV. Well, so here we go. Today we're going to be talking about. It's all, I mean, look, if that's your stick, fine. But if you can't beat that Fox News, and they couldn't, shame on you. You have got to be kidding me. That Rachel, look, say what you want. If that's the talent that the left produces, and we can't beat that, shame on us. But the idea that they wanted to bring Olbermann back, desperation. Rachel Maddow leaving in what would be a critical time for her, right? If she's really down for the whole party to what she's doing, this is a critical time. Why is she leaving?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.